Hello, everybody. Jim Apel with OklahomaFarmReport.com. We'll take a look at how the markets closed on this Friday evening, but first we'll hear from Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. Justin?
Friday, we had the USDA crop production and supply and demand reports, which shook the markets up pretty good. The corn ended up only being down about a penny and three quarters in the March, but the DEIS was down 3 3/4. The soybeans were down significantly, down anywhere from 30 to 42 cents. And wheat, surprisingly, was the strongest futures of the three grain, with Kansas City wheat closing anywhere from a half to one lower, and Chicago closing three quarters to a quarter higher. And so, wheat relatively strong. If you look at the report and what it said on Friday, wheat ending stocks came in at 691 million bushels, and that was significantly lower than the average guess of 727 and lower than the January report of 716. So overall, we had less wheat, and that's what kept us strong there. Soybeans came in at 125 million bushels. The average trade guess was 129. So a little bit lower than they were anticipating, but it wasn't lower enough to keep the soybeans higher. Now, corn came in at 632 million bushels. Now, here in the U.S., and they were looking for 618. So that was higher than the average guess. If you look at the world ending stocks all around the world, corn came in at 118 million tons. That was about 3 million higher than the average guess of 115.5. Soybeans came in at 60.1. Average guess was 59.2. So we were a little bit higher there in the globe. And wheat came in at 176.7. Which was just a little bit higher than the average guess. If you look at the kind of what the big picture of all this is, it's really all about how much grain we have and how long can we go without any grain. If you look at the wheat stocks to use ratio, we have 102 days worth of wheat in the U.S. and 96 days in the world. So there's really plenty in the pipeline. They consider 30, 40, 50 days kind of average. So we've got more than we usually have in the pipeline for wheat. Now, if you look at corn and soybeans, they're really low. Corn, we have about 20 days worth here in the U.S. and 50 days in the world. And in the soybeans here in the U.S., we're extremely low. We have 15 days worth of soybeans. So that's why we're at $14, $15 here in the beans. Just really not a whole lot of soybeans and corn here in the U.S. One thing not a lot of people talk about, but it really matters to us here in Oklahoma and Texas, is the cotton. Cotton, they lowered the global ending stocks, or the world ending stocks, 600,000 bales. Well, that's not a whole lot in the big picture. It's only less than 1% than average, so it's really not that big a deal. And if you look at the total day supply in the world, we have 281 days of cotton. So we've almost got a whole year's worth of cotton. So even though cotton's been rallying here for the last month or so, I just don't see it going up like it did a few years ago to almost $2 or 2 cents a pound. But overall, they did lower world stocks, but still a whole lot in the world. So
that's Justin Lewis with KIS Futures. Thanks, Justin. Now, taking a look at how the markets closed on this Friday afternoon. On the Kansas City Board of Trade, wheat on the March contract was trading at 7.99¾. That's down 1¼. The May contract was trading at 8.11¼. That was down 1. And the December contract was trading at 8.45½. That was down 3/4. Looking at the Chicago Board of Trade, wheat was trading for the March contract at 7.56¼. That was up 1/4. The May contract closed at 7.62½. That was down 1/2. And the December contract closed up 1/4 at 7.84½. Looking at corn on the Chicago Board of Trade on this Friday evening, the March contract closed at 7.09¢. That was down 1¾. The May contract closed at 7.06¾. That was down 3¼. And the December contract closed at 5.63¼. That was down 3¼. Soybeans on the Chicago Board, the March contract closed at 14.52½. That was down 34¼. The May contract closed at 14.36¾. That was down 36½. And the November contract closed at 12.82¢. That was down 42 cents. That's a look at your closing markets on Friday evening. For OklahomaFarmReport.com, I'm Jim Apel.